Hello, this is John Robles. I'm speaking with Degarundage, an elder with the Wolf Clan of the Mohawk Nation. This is part two of a longer interview. You can find the rest of this interview on our website at voiceofrussia.com. You're listening to an interview in progress.
You can travel all over North America, one of the most wealthiest lands in the world, and yet Native people are at the bottom, still the poorest. And in just about every one of our communities, those are the only places socialism is encouraged, where our people, as individuals, we don't have rights. Only through the corporations that have been established in our territories called tribal councils and bank councils does the government recognize that they're the only ones who have the right to make business, control business, and so on. And our people are just peasants. Our people have no rights. The thing is, they give the corporation tax exemption, and they're telling our people we're tax exempt. But yet they're trying to tax us, because the thing is, what they did is, we are a non-taxable people, and that's a birthright.
Right.
And so they want us to give up a birthright for a privilege they call tax exemption, because if they can give you that exemption, they can take it away. They want us to alienate ourselves from who we are, but we are not willing to do this. And the thing is that they've stolen so many of our children and put them in their residential schools and brainwashed them, took the Indian out of them. And many of the people today, they don't know what their rights are. They're only now finding out, because there are those of us who have never relinquished this, and we continue to fight this. And a lot of us are not part of the corporation. Most of the people who are part of the corporation, they don't even understand what any of that means. They think that being part of the corporation makes them an Indian. But that's how much the governments have confused the people. There are those of us who continue to adhere to our traditional ways and maintain the birthright that we've always had, mm-hmm. and we've kept intact. And we are continuing to try to educate our own people as well as the non-Native community as to what is really the truth, what is really going on. Mm-hmm. And so we continue to stand on this, and we maintain our principles and our philosophy. And so, again, we're faced with this situation with the state of New York. Just a couple of months back, some of our men were also charged. Supposedly, we were running an illegal gambling establishment, but there was nothing illegal about what they were doing. And even the federal government and the state admitted that there was no wrongdoing, but they used a corporation to push the issue and got a district attorney to support it and took these men to court. And the state lost. Mm-hmm. The state lost because the jury acquitted these men and said that there was no wrongdoing.
I'm sorry, can you, just for our international listeners, because a lot of people don't know about the situation with gambling and like tobacco and alcohol tax exemptions and stuff, can you explain a little bit about how that is on the small areas of land where the indigenous people have been trapped, what the laws are regarding, their laws are regarding gambling and stuff?
Well, you see, there was no law against any of these things. There was a case out in, I believe it was in California, where the court said that the government had no right to tell our people that our people couldn't do these things. And a lot of these gaming industry and tobacco and all that, that wasn't something our people thought up. Our people always had tobacco. We traded tobacco. We had to, different types of tobacco, some for trade as trade goods, and then other tobacco we used for our ceremonies.
Right.
So when the Europeans landed here, you know, that was one of the things our people offered as a trade good was tobacco. And in fact, it was the tobacco that financed the American Revolution. The thing is that it's not so much the businesses we do. The thing is, if our people are going to do a business, the outside has their hand in the business, then it's okay. As long as the outside gets their cut, like mm-hmm. the state and the municipalities and federal government, everybody gets their share of it, there's no problem. But if our people do a business and the outside gets no share of it, then they call it illegal. Basically, it's mafia tactics that they use against our people.
I'm sorry, let me expand on that for a minute, because we're seeing mafia tactics. I think this whole thing right now, if I could give me a minute here, I'd like to expand on that, because it's been bothering me for a while, too. And it's not just against the Native peoples. It is their global policy against everyone. And it's like they've gone insane. I mean, this mafia tactic, now they're threatening the Russian Federation with sanctions. They're threatening other countries with bombing them. They're threatening, everybody in the world with, something if they don't give up their resources. resources and give up their sovereignty and give up their rights. I mean,
that's right.
They're acting, and I think it's come to the point where they've gone insane. I mean, this I don't know, what do you want to call it? This delusional exceptionalism they have.
Yes.
That they've kept it subjugating our people in the United States, the Native American people, the indigenous peoples, the black peoples, the ancestors to slaves that they treat like dirt as well. That's been contained, but I think that's now spreading outward. And I think now the world in general is starting to see a little bit of the real beast that is the, I don't know what else to call them, this cancer that has inhabited North America for...
It's over 500 years.
But, I mean, the same thing with the sanctions. Oh, we're going to take away this unless you give us this gas. You're going to buy this. Obama, it almost made me sick a couple of days ago to hear him say, I don't know if you heard this quote, he says, we are blessed with such wonderful resources. I'm paraphrasing. Yeah. He said, we are blessed in this country with resources. We want to sell to Europe. So, and they're telling Europe, you can't buy Russian gas. Russia sells Europe gas very cheap. He says, but we're going to give you our, he says, our blessed resources. And I'm just thinking in my head, those are stolen resources. You're not blessed with anything.
That's right. The thing is, everything that the United States and Canada and all the countries in the Western Hemisphere, you know, the resources that they claim they own, they don't own it. It's what they've stolen. Mm-hmm. They've stolen indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere. And yet the poorest people in the Western Hemisphere are the indigenous people. And the thing is, they're telling us that we don't have a right to any of this stuff and that this is theirs. They make a law, and then they legislate it, and they say, well, this is the law. No, and the thing is that when they came to this land, our people extended a hand of friendship. We extended a way to them we call the two-row concept, meaning that everyone and everything should treat each other with respect. And we told them that we would never interfere with their language, their laws, their customs, their traditions, their people, or any of these things.
Right.
That they were free to exercise all of those things. But the thing they needed to keep in mind always, that this land here is our mother, and that our mother is a good mother, and that she would take care of them. But to remember that this is our mother. And we told them, we said, we will give you the right to go the depth of the plow so you can sustain yourselves. But it's only to sustain yourself. It does not mean that we have given you the land that is the depth of the plow. We allow you the use of this land. As long as you follow the way of respect, there will be no issue. But as soon as they became large enough in number, as soon as they were able to, decimate so many of our communities and our people with their diseases and so on, and put us in a state of poverty and weakness, they moved in to try to take away everything else that we still had. And they're still trying to do that to us today.
And I'm sorry if I could, because this is a correlation with what they're doing right now in Ukraine. I mean, because what they're doing right now, they've gone in there and again, they made the people believe that, oh, if they join the European Union, if they join the West, their lives are going to be better. But all these agreements and everything and these hidden agreements and everything, they're going to completely devastate and impoverish the Ukrainian people. And the goal there is, again, the resources. They want to sell them gas. They want to make money off of these people. They want the gas that's there, the Russian gas. They want to control that. They want to control the territory of Ukraine. It's the same lying, stealing, cheating game, only now it's 2014 and they've become technologically more sophisticated in packaging their theft, but it's the same thing. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's always been the way of thieves.
Right.
You know?
And they're not going in there and they're not killing the Ukrainian people. They're getting these neo-Nazis who they're also using and manipulating to go in there and kill and terrorize the Ukrainian people.
Oh, yeah. It's like a bacteria. It looks for a place to land, and it starts there and just keeps working its way till it engulfs the whole body and destroys it. It takes the life out of it. Yeah. And, you know, the thing is that they want you to resolve all of their issues. They'll talk about it's a violation of international law. But the thing is, the law can't apply to one and not to the other.
Yeah.
And the thing is that they make the rules and say, well, we'll tell you who is a nation and who is not a nation, who has sovereignty and what is sovereignty and so on. They have not even defined anything. Every time they open their mouth, this terminology changes its meaning.
Right.
And that even language changes its meaning all the time. And they try to acquire intellectual property rights even to people's language so that and alter the language so that the language will mean something other than what the people know that it has always meant. And everything. There's not a thing that they don't try to take total control over. For instance, our people are the people who cultivated and created a thing called maize or corn.
Right.
And, you know, our people have continued this agricultural life for hundreds of thousands of years.
Yeah.
And now, today, companies like Monsanto claim that they own the intellectual property rights to this corn. And one of the native people, he grew corn. And it just happened that Monsanto had a cornfield not far away, and they cross-pollinated. So the corn kind of changed a bit. And so Monsanto sued this native farmer, saying that the corn he planted is their corn because of the cross-pollination. It's ridiculous. Suing a native for growing corn. Corn that they have grown for, you know, as far back as anyone can remember.
Someday you need to sue them for growing corn, for eating corn, because it was the indigenous people that gave them corn and tobacco and what else? Watermelons and what? Potatoes were not in Europe. Tomatoes, certain types were only in North America. What else?
Well, you know, the thing is 75% of the world's diet originated out of the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah.
75% of the medicines that the world uses today also originated out of the Western Hemisphere. Indigenous people were using all of these things. And many of these things they cultivated because they didn't grow naturally. Like the different beans. There are hundreds of varieties of beans, hundreds of varieties of corn. Tomatoes were a poisonous plant, but our people cultivated so it could be edible. There are just so many things. Hundreds of different types of squashes and pumpkins, you know. But the thing is that what the white man does is when he goes to your land and that, because we didn't do things the way he did, he starts to register these things. He patents these things. He claims he has intellectual property rights to these things, that he has the copyright on this and that. You know, I mean, you take a simple thing like aspirin. Aspirin, in its natural form, comes from the willow tree. And you boil that, and you use that, and it takes away your pain and fever and other things. Mm-hmm. And that. But the white man, he refines these things, and he puts it into a pill. And then he claims it as his. But the thing is, when he refines it, it's no longer like the natural thing, the product in its natural form, because
sure. The
natural form has no side effects.
Mm-hmm.
But when they refine it, yeah, they might help you with your fever. They might help you with your aches and pains. But the thing is, by refining that, now this stuff eats away at your stomach. It eats away at other organs and that.
Oh, that's a great example because you brought up aspirin because aspirin causes internal bleeding in your stomach. I mean, I can't take aspirin.
But if you took it in the natural form, it wouldn't do that.
No problem, yeah.
So there are many medicines like this, quinine. You know, there's just so many. And even many of the good things that our people did, like the gathering and growing of hemp and that. Yeah. Our people split the fibers of the hemp and made cloth, they made ropes, they made other byproducts, oils, and so on. And it was used for good purposes. And you have, like, the coca that's been used by indigenous peoples for centuries. And these things never caused a problem. When they start creating these hybrids and started refining these things and making them into powders and so on, and they start to abuse it. Now, that's one of the biggest industries in North America, in the world, is the drug trade. And they make it sound like it's all these cartels. But who the heck is behind all of this? Who is creating the market for it? FBI, CIA.
Exactly. Look at Afghanistan.
You are listening to an interview with Degarundagin.
He's an elder with the Wolf Clan of the Mohawk Nation. That was part two of a longer interview. You can find the rest of this interview on our website at voiceofrussia.com. Thanks for listening.